the party line team. When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
Giving you the time from the studio clock.
It's 9 o'clock now.
1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
DC Trailers. Oh.
Honey?
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay, we'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
What does it mean to truly be part of the community? Is it the street you live on or maybe the school your kids attend? At Encompass Credit Union, they've been asking themselves this every day since their founding in 1953. It's why they try so hard to be the kind of neighbor you'd like to have next door. That means offering financial services that meet you where you are for all of life's needs. Because when you're in one of the communities they call home, you'll always be their top priority. Visit EncompassCU.org to see all the ways they can be your neighbor.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IDA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probyte Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
All right, 96.9, 102.7 WILO, your home for classic hits. Todd Berryman, and we're on the WILO Party Line, brought to you by BooneCountyDailyNews.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, TC Trailers, Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Big Deals, Encompass Credit Union, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, and Vierk's Fine Jewelry here on WILO, your home for classic hits. Welcome to the Party Line. And in the studio with us, we have Crossing Campus Administrator Marissa Mills with us this morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you for having me.
And we also have Kylie Field. Did I get it right?
Yes. Good morning.
So, Melissa, if you would like to guide this, I'm going to hand off to you, and let's find out a little bit more about it was a recent mission trip, yes?
Correct.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I know you guys went on the mission trip, but just for our listeners who maybe have not tuned in before when you've been on, talk about the crossing, its goals, and then we'll go into what you've been up to.
Absolutely. So the Crossing is an alternative high school here in Clinton County. We're located just east of Walmart. The mission of the school is to empower struggling students to become contributing members of their community through academics, job training, and faith-based character education. So this mission trip would definitely fit that last piece, the faith-based character education. We're about to finish our 14th year, and this is our first opportunity to do something international. So it was a very exciting trip.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the trip itself, and then we'll get Kylie on here to talk about her experiences and what this trip meant to her.
Absolutely. So probably last September, I met with Mr. Chuck Dietzen. He's in Kirkland right now, and he is, I call him a medical missionary. I don't know that that's his official title, but he's a retired physician, and he has connections all over the world. And so I sat down with him one day, and I said, is there a trip that we could join you on? And so he listed a few, we started making phone calls, and then El Salvador just seemed to work timing-wise and with the focus of the trip. So the last week of March, which was during our spring break, there were 8 students and 3 staff that were able to fly to Indy and then to San Salvador. And it's technically called a vision trip. So the goal is to just show you different parts of the country and the needs, so then with hopes that either you'll return or that you'll be able to help with future projects. So we covered a lot of ground in 5 short days.
Kylie, let's get you on the mic here, and why don't you, and don't give me that grimace If anybody can't see her face on the camera, she's not real happy I'm going to ask her questions.
Melissa,
but
ex-nay on the camera.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't have a camera. It was a joke.
Yeah, no, we do, but that's side the point. I won't keep you in the dark.
I have no scruples, however.
I know, yeah. That's true. I know that you're a graduate.
Yes.
One, tell us, what brought you back?
I really liked the school, so I graduated from Frankfurt just like over the weekend, and so I graduated from the crossing in January, so I've had a few months to do like whatever, I guess. I didn't want to go too far, so I stayed at the crossing. It flew by really, but that's basically why I'm still with them.
Okay. You went on this trip. One, why did you want to go on the trip? And then tell us about your experience, what it was like.
Something that I've been like really passionate about ever since I was like a super little girl, like was helping people and traveling. That's something I've always wanted to do. So when he came into our school telling us about like El Salvador, like when Chuck came to talk to us about it, I just remember like hopping on it. Like I wanted to go. So I immediately reached out to Miss Mills and I really wanted to go, and I prayed on it, and we ended up going. While we were there, it was pretty cool. Our flight got delayed on the way home, so we got to stay like an extra day, and we were all pretty happy about that. But we went to an orphanage. That was pretty real. That was kind of hard, but it was pretty cool. And then we went to like a nursing home, but like not a nursing home like Milner's, like not one you would like imagine. And there's just like a lot of people that, like, even if you didn't speak the same language as them, like you guys could communicate. Like, even if you did not know what they were saying, everyone shared the language of like love. It was a lot different than Indiana.
What specifically did you do while you were there?
So we went, like I said, to that nursing home, and mm-hmm. we did like a wheelchair drive. And I remember I met this, like, older lady named Maria, and I got to give her wheelchair. Sorry, I forgot what it's called. But I got to give her wheelchair, and that was really cool because even though we didn't speak the same language, she noticed that I was there to help her and, like, instantly was in tears, and me and her prayed together. Like, I just made, like, a lot of good relationships. It was cool.
Well, and if I can, it says a lot about being able to supersede the language barrier, that there's a certain instinctive communication above and beyond. A friend of mine who's a musician refers to it as channeling your higher power or whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly what
that you're not even actively thinking about it, but you two kind of intuitively understand mm-hmm. each other, and that's a good place to be.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful. And, like, we went to, like I said, an orphanage, and mm-hmm. there was a few boys, like 10 years old maybe, I don't know, they were young, and we're all playing soccer, and like I'm just imagining like my 10-year-old little sister at home, and like the way they were acting was just so different. I might not have understood what they were saying, but like the hugs, the smiles, like it did not matter if I didn't know what they were saying or not, because we were all communicating, and it was just really beautiful. I had a good time.
And I can tell this meant something to you, because I can see you getting just a tiny bit misty. That says a lot when you have a trip like that that hits you squarely in the throat like that.
Yeah.
That means a lot. And,
sure.
And big props for, you know, putting that together and making that. This is a memory that's going to live with you for the rest of your life.
For sure.
Marissa, what were some of the goals, besides this connection, obviously, that Kylie had? I mean, you can just see it in her eyes. You can see it in her face. She's mm-hmm. just overjoyed with the connection that she made down there. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other goals that you were looking towards, and were you able to hit those goals?
I think the biggest one, whenever you can go somewhere else, it is to see the world differently. And I think we all came back with just a sense of gratitude for what we have, where we're from. But on the same side, they have something there that we don't see enough of in the United States, and that's just joy. They have a joy in simple things. They have a joy in each other. Many people were more than willing to give us tours of their home, to share food with us, to share life with us. Unfortunately, I think the United States has become too isolated, and we kind of do too many things independently, and we don't seem to have a lot of joy in our life in comparison to there. So while there were many more physical needs that we were able to meet there, I think if they were to do a mission trip to the United States, they would bring the mental and maybe spiritual, emotional needs that we're lacking.
Right. Yeah. And I think devices like this play a part in what's wrong with the U.S. Granted, yeah, we got to have them, but I think we're way too dependent upon them.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Wholeheartedly. Going forward, now that you guys are all back, how are you going to take your experiences and everything and go forward with that? Either one of you can answer this, you know, how, what you're hoping to accomplish with all this knowledge.
I think two things for me. Number one, our school has kind of started a, coin drive for that nursing home that Kylie was speaking of. So it may not seem like much, but we found out, you know, cost of living, a dime can go a whole lot further there than it does here. And so we have a snack shop at our school called Sweet Stop, and any loose change we are donating. And so I think next week that group of students is actually going to Indy to the director and is able to give about $200 already just since our trip. They can use it for anything. I mean, wow. Medical supplies there. I mean, we saw their I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a open cabinet, and there's your ibuprofen, and there's your Tylenol. If you were to go to Wesley Manor, I'm pretty sure their med cabinet would have a little bit more than what they had.
Right.
So that's one tangible way. Just our school is going to be committed to partnering. I think for me personally, just making people a priority and, you know, making those sacrifices. Like you said, putting the device down and just being present with the people that I'm with, saying I love you a whole lot more, just joining people in their everyday lives. So that's for me personally.
Kylie, what about you? You've had time to sit there and think about this.
ever since I've been back, I believed in God before we left. I didn't talk about my relationship with God much. But since I've been back, I'm reading my Bible a lot more, and I'm more confident to talk about like my beliefs with people that I wouldn't have talked about it with before the trip. Something else is that ever since I've been back, I've been trying to literally tell everybody about like the things I went through, because I don't know, I had like an awakening. I don't really know what else to call it.
Sure.
And I was working at a gas station, and it's like you're selling lottery tickets and cigarettes, and there's not really like a lot of time to talk about God, but I'm getting your lottery ticket, and I'm going to tell you, just got back from El Salvador, and I'm just telling everyone, like, I met God, I've been trying to tell everybody about, like, I don't know, I have friends that are atheists, and, like, I respect everyone's opinions, but like, I have one friend that, like, completely, like, did not believe in God, and then I completely changed her opinion on everything, and, like, just to see that is pretty cool, and, like, I'm not like forcing religion on nobody,
But you have almost a renewed sense of faith.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
man, I've just been trying to spread the word about it, because like before the trip, my teachers at the crossing would try to like, I was in God talk and they would talk about it to me, and I kind of just sat there like, yeah, maybe, but I don't want to do the work. And then I go to El Salvador and I come back and I'm like, I get it. Time to be one of them. Time to tell everyone.
Yeah,
completely changed everything for me. I feel like I came back 40 years older. I'm like grown now.
Like worlds wiser beyond. Like you think you're like you're what, 17, 18?
18.
And I'm sure you now have that kind of like when you hear people described as old souls.
Oh,
now you
yeah.
kind of get that more yeah. internal.
I've been told I've had an old soul like forever. I remember being like 8 years old, like jamming to the Beatles, and like everyone's like, you have an old soul, and I'm like, yeah, whatever that means. I do
now
have an old soul.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I love it.
My problem is my old soul says words like culottes and expects my wife to understand the word culottes. And if you don't know what those are, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
no, that's definitely one of those fashion faux pas that you don't want to know about.
Oh, lovely.
I remember culottes because I had to wear them, but that's not the point.
Now they call them pedal pushers or something. I don't know. I think I'm confusing
pedal pushers
two old
is
terms.
Older than culottes, dude. All right, you're off on a tangent. We're not going anywhere
yeah,
near
I'm
any
shut
of
up
that
at this point.
But anyway, so future plans, Kylie. What are you looking at?
We were just talking about this. I really just want to travel and help people. I recently just asked my job for like less hours because working at a gas station, I feel like I have a lot of good character traits that I feel like are not being used at the gas station. I don't know about college because I just graduated high school. I really haven't thought about it.
Right.
But I really just would love to travel.
Well, maybe just, you know, 4-year college isn't necessarily for everybody.
Yeah.
And from experience. But maybe just a couple of classes here and there to enhance mm-hmm. what your experiences and what you're wanting to go and further. Sometimes that helps too. That's
for sure.
And it kind of helps you move along into what you want to do and maybe the traveling and possibly more mission trips.
Yeah. There's like a internship that starts again May of next year. There was one like this year, but I had graduation, like it's been a pretty busy month, but they're having it May of next year. And it's like a missionary internship back in El Salvador. And we mm-hmm. visited this place called like the King's Castle. And that's where like I would be staying at. And basically I would go back there and just help people. I just have to like save money for it. I'm hoping to go back next year. That's what I would love to do.
Kylie, if there was a mission trip, a place you'd like to go to, what's in your short list of like, oh, I'd really like to go to, assuming that you would want to do El Salvador again, but what's another locale where you think I'd really like to see what I can do there?
I would love to go to Mexico just because I've always had friends going there mm-hmm. growing up. But also, while I was in El Salvador, they were talking a lot about Jordan. So now mm-hmm. I would love to go there and help people. They mm-hmm. were actually talking about, like, this internship could be going there next mm-hmm. year. So that's why I want to hop on that because
sure.
that'd be awesome to go all the way over there.
Good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm congratulations on graduation. Congratulations on your experience. I'm glad you went because obviously this was a fit. It was good for you.
Right.
I have a nephew that actually went on a mission trip and he came back. He did go to school. He is a teacher, but he went to Honduras and he went back as a teacher and he now teaches college.
That's awesome.
In Honduras. And they've been there for almost 10 years. He's married. His wife's there too. And two kids now.
Yeah, my grandparents went to Honduras a lot when I was growing up. And I remember every time they'd come back, they would tell me stories. And I would always sit there like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool that, like, I didn't go there, but I did do.
But you did actually, yeah. But they sparked the interest.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Anything else? What's coming? What else is coming up at the Crossing? I mean, I know you just got done with graduation, but
That was Frankfurt's graduation. So our graduation is June 10th.
Right.
So Kylie participated in the January one. We have two a year.
Right.
So June 10th will be our next graduation. Ideally, I'd like to see this El Salvador trip every other spring break. So I think my role, I maybe don't have the inclination to travel as much as Kylie, but I see that I'm a connector.
Right.
And if I can help, I mean, to me, a teacher teaches more than just math, science, English, and history.
Sure.
El Salvador is a class that Kylie can now check off. But this idea of people and service and bigger than Indiana, if I can help students see the world more and experience God in other locations, that's how I want to spend my life. So hopefully in a year, about 2 years, we'll be doing this again.
That sounds great. Kylie, I know we already talked about future plans and everything, but continue what you're doing. Continue going out there and talking to especially people your age. I think it's extremely – your age and younger, I think it's extremely important. I really do.
And never lose your ability to be amazed. Like, truly. I'm 53. I've never lost that. It will reward you richly. And keep a journal.
Yep.
I've had a journal since I was kindergarten. Always got that with me.
Yeah. And service is out there. And even if you don't get a chance to go back to El Salvador right away,
right.
You know, you have to wait until May. Service is always there, and there's always something around the corner.
Right.
So that's something we instill in our kids and even my grandchildren. So thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Right.
And please come back anytime you want. Just give us a call and give us a shout out and come in.
Yeah, Kylie, come and keep us up to date on what you're doing.
Yep.
Okay.
You know, love to have you.
This place is cool. We'll be back for sure.
All right.
If anyone wants more information about The Crossing, our website is crossingeducation.com. Mm-hmm. You can find my contact information there, too.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
That's great.
Marissa
thank you.
Mills, right? Marissa Mills,
all
yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Marissa and Kylie, thank you so much for coming in today with us. And Melissa Miller and I are going to hang out here for the party line, close things up here in just a hot minute. You're on WILO, your home for classic hits, the party line.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged.
Your wedding day.
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP-compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
All right, 96.9, 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits, and we're on the Party Line. We just finished a great interview with Marissa Mills from The Crossing and her guest Kylie Field as part of that today. Looking forward to tomorrow's show. I believe we will be interviewing our friends from the Red Barn about their new season. Ken Hartman handed off a rather interesting story here, and Melissa's kind of getting herself savvy on this. I understood two words, and those were, no, it was five, Godfather of Soul or something. but so what's the thrust of this?
It looks like they have been doing a major investigation into James Brown's death, which, of course, he died in 2006.
Yeah.
But there has always been this thought that it was possible that he was murdered in the hospital he was in. And I'm trying to read through this fairly quick so that I'm not dragging it out. But
it sounds though like they've reopened this.
Yeah, it looks like they have reopened this. Is what I'm gathering is that they kind of tabled it. I don't think they ever really closed it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like maybe they had tabled it a little bit, but now they're pushing for the FBI to actually open up an investigation towards this. It's never been closed.
Do you get a sense that there's some question about various people in his estate that might have conflict on this, or does the article indicate much in
that
regard?
It doesn't really indicate that. It's just more going over the evidence, and there was some evidence that was never tested for DNA.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. So that's what they're looking at, that it should be open. The evidence bags should be going through and also checking to see if there is actually evidence that has been tampered with or missing.
Hmm.
From evidence bags, from the original catalog.
Interesting.
So it's going to be interesting to see whether or not they actually do anything with this, but I don't think the investigation has been completely closed.
They've probably just had it backburnered for a while until
So, yeah, now, if I'm reading that correctly, is that they are pushing for it to be completely reopened and all the evidence to be gone through again, because some of it was never tested for DNA, and whether or not there is actually all of it is still there, whether or not it's been tampered with. So
they're using phrases like excusable neglect, which is interesting in terms of the legals.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it'll definitely be a story to watch unfold and see how it goes. So
it may be a thing where we'll have a little more clarity, because we're kind of getting this hot and fast, and it's a little there are aspects of this that are not real clear.
Yeah, some bits and pieces there that look like they're missing from this. So we're just a reminder, Rossville softball tonight. They're playing, I believe Jamie said this evening, and playing for a regional championship. This is a one-game deal at Riverton Park.
We also, this was kind of interesting. I don't know if you saw this, but a guy who's been an NBA referee for about two decades is now also under investigation by the league. He wasn't gambling or fixing. He wasn't doing a Pete Rose or anything. Had a fake Twitter account. The ref, Eric Lewis, suspected of using what they're calling a burner account under the handle Blair Cutliff to respond to posts criticizing NBA calls. And, of course, if you're thinking, well, big deal, well, the problem is there is a league rule prohibiting referees from publicly commenting on officiating, which I think is just a prudent.
Right.
I mean, there's a reason you don't see these guys really doing interviews.
Exactly. I mean, come on. And besides that, you're giving them what they want. Mm-hmm. You caved.
Yeah.
I mean, don't do that. Don't
engage.
No, there's no dignity in that. I mean, you're just giving them the clickbait that they want.
Plus that business, the other thing, the other article that I saw in here was the Indy 500, the tire going out into the stands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they said it damaged a parked car, no injuries, but now they're curious because the tether that was supposed to hold the wheel in place apparently was just fine, so they don't know what the causation is for this.
Yeah, they are checking that out to see what happened to that, because most of the time those tethers hold and those wheels, they may dangle and everything, but that thing, it looked like it was snapped off where it was hooked on.
Yeah.
So they are investigating that. The lady's car that got hit had to be towed. It was damaged bad enough that it had to be towed, but the owner, I don't think it wasn't Penske himself, but somebody from his staff went and actually took her home or made sure she had got her a ride. So it'll be interesting to see whether I would assume they're going to pay for all the repairs, and if it can't be repaired, if they'll just get her a new car.
You have to also wonder about those.
But they even gave her a tour.
Yeah,
she got a tour and she posted a pic on her Instagram. She got to kiss the bricks.
Wow!
They took her out on the track and took her on a full tour and everything else. So it definitely enhanced what could have been a bad 500 for her.
Yeah. Well, I guess we. We see how it goes next year. I'm in that weird position now where I don't recognize so many of the driver names, and so that's kind of tricky for me. I'm an AJ Foyt,
more
Rick
and more
Mayer's
of them
guy.
Are starting to retire, so I don't know how many more races Will Power is going to have. We know Tony Kanaan, he said he had a 16th place finish. He wasn't overly, he would have
thrilled by that.
He would have liked for it to be better, but he understands that, and he flat out said, these younger ones coming up and they're racing well and everything, and he was asked, are you sure you're going to retire this time? Are you sure you're going to retire? And he said, yeah, he's ready. So, he will be back. He said, I will be back in Indy. He says, I will not Indy 500 and the people hold a special place in his heart, and he will be back. So I look for him to be back, and he'll be broadcasting. So,
well, I mean, those are your best color commentators, or because they know they have that behind.
Yeah, I mean, Danica Patrick was on, and she was doing part of the color commentation for the 500, and I enjoyed, listening to her from her side of it, her take. And Dale Earnhardt was on there, and a lot of people. So.
There's a big layer of insight there that you just don't get otherwise. 96.9 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits. That's going to do it for the Party Line. Melissa, again, thank you for partnering up with me for
this. No problem, and thank you. And we will be back in tomorrow morning with another show for you guys.
All right, looking forward to talking to the Red Barn people tomorrow. 96.9 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits on the Party Line. Remember, the rebroadcasts happen at 5 in the evening and midnight. And then, of course, we usually have that up online sometime during the course of the same day of broadcast as well. So make sure you look up the Party Line page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com or BooneCountyDailyNews.com for more. Party Line WILO. Have a good day.